FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Etiquini Ratepayers and Residents Association says the proposed tariff increase by Eskom will see a lot of citizens bearing the brunt.
It's actually going to affect them very badly because you must know, as it is, the residents and the business were suffering from the load shedding, from looting, from the flooding, etc. Now, this is going to, once this comes on board, you're going to see a lot of people actually losing their businesses, closing, and a lot of people are going to lose their jobs.
Eskom has applied for a tariff increase of 36% for the 2025-2026 financial year. The utility's multi-year request includes applications to hike tariffs by almost 12% in 2027 and 9% the following year. The association's chairperson, Ish Pralath, says the hikes are unjustifiable as ratepayers are already struggling with the high cost of living.
The economy is not going to pick up if Eskom comes with this. Eskom has to look into their costing of the amount of revenue they are using to pay staff that are doing nothing. Basically, the overhead, they need to re-look at that.
A Phoenix resident has been treated for smoke inhalation after her home caught fire after being struck by lightning during last night's storm. KZN VIP paramedics were called to Trenins Park after multiple neighbours reported hearing a loud bang followed by a power failure. Spokesperson Gareth Naidu says they saw large flames burning through the house.
Upon arrival of KZN VIP, it was established that lightning had struck the building, which caught light. Immediately, fire department was also dispatched to the scene to assist. The fire was extinguished and one person was treated for minor injuries and smoke inhalation.
And 8 people have gone on trial in France over the 2020 murder of a teacher. Samuel Paty was beheaded outside Paris, apparently after showing his class cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad from the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. The 18-year-old perpetrator, who had requested asylum in France, was himself killed by police shortly after he murdered Paty near the latter school. 7 men and 1 woman are standing trial, set to last until December. The top story this hour, the Etiquini Ratepayers and Residents Association says the proposed tariff increase by Eskom will see a lot of citizens bearing the brunt. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.